Kurt Bada, head of girls basketball coach. The South Central Catalina Titans joining KC Miners at Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network here on KCIM as we preview all of the area basketball teams in their upcoming seasons. And Kurt, you guys went 7-15 last year with a really young group of girls for you, 3-8 within the Twin Lakes Conference. Overall thoughts kind of on how you thought last season when I thought beginning of the year struggled, but at the end of the season, you guys were playing your best basketball.
Well, that's a true statement there, Casey. You know, beginning of the season, when you're playing a lot of young kids new to your system, trying to figure out what we want to do offensively, defensively, and then transition, you know, there's a big learning curve. So our kids kind of just buckled down, got into Christmas break, started to understand game plan, scheme, how we wanted to attack different people and what we've on the offensive end and defensive end. And, you know, we saw our kids grow, so that was a huge plus for our young kids. You know, we played four freshmen a lot of minutes there towards the very end of the season. When you look at overall, you know, 7-15 end of season, you know, I kind of reflected back during the off season, and as we came in first couple practices this week, I started talking about where we could have been. You know, I anticipated with some of the kids that we had of roughly a 10-win season, hopefully a little bit more, and when things came to fruition, you know, 7 wins, but we ended up having 7 games where we were 11 points or less multiple times with the opportunity to probably win games, which could have changed the outcome of the season a little bit. We could have ended up probably 14-8, something along those lines. So right now we're looking forward to what we have coming back this season and where we want to end up as the season progresses.
You mentioned that those close games kind of hurt you guys a little bit last year. You could have almost flipped your record essentially there in those close games. And is that something that you're looking forward to this year? You know, those girls have more experience under their belts. So those close games could be coming out your guys' way now.
Yeah, I mean, right now you look at the stuff that we've been doing in our open gym stuff in the off season, and where we're at right now, first couple practices of the season, just the basketball IQ of learning how to win. And how to practice and how to prepare has been a big difference compared to what it was last year. And, you know, that's not so much from a leadership standpoint on my part. That's more coming from the kids. They want to continue the bright tradition of South Central Calhoun girls basketball, and they want to win games. So they want to put themselves in a position to win. So they've done an outstanding job of at this point, putting themselves in that position. So, but, you know, like everybody else, we haven't played a game yet, so we still have a long way to go.
You mentioned that you played a lot of freshmen last year. Just going to run through some of the girls that are back for this team. Blair Schleichman was your second leading scorer last year. A year ago, Macy Dorman played considerable minutes for you guys, as well as Sadie Wheelock. You know, you throw in Allie Korleski in there as well. Kind of those main group of girls back for you guys this year. Who else is kind of back on this team? I know numbers are low for you guys this year, but have, you know, about the amount of girls returning, all of them going to have varsity experience, which should be a big thing.
Yeah, Bree Patterson's coming back. She's a senior captain. You know, she was kind of our vocal leader last year. She had to be due to the position we were in with kind of numbers again. You know, and we're expecting big things from her. She's put a lot of time in the offseason trying to work on her game, her skill, trying to improve her basketball IQ. And right now, girls are looking up to her as that leader. The other one that we have coming back is another senior, Adlin Wheelock. Adlin played a lot of minutes for us last year. When you look at the growth and development from the start of the season last year to where she ended up, you know, we went through our post-game meetings, and I said she was probably one of the most improved players I've ever seen. Her skill level, the things that she does, she just sees the floor really well and does a lot of nice things. And she continues to be very coachable and grows her part of the game, which is going to be a big benefit for us.
With the low numbers that you guys have seen so far this year, you know, through the first couple of practices, I think conditioning and being in shape is going to be a huge thing. Have you been doing a little more of that this year with the low numbers because you're only going to play about 6 girls a night?
Yeah, I mean, we're focused on pace of play. You know, we've been that way since I've taken over head coach 4 years ago. You know, we want to be able to control different things offensively and defensively with the way that we want to attack. And we always kind of want to play more of an up-tempo type of style. But when the grand scheme of things, when you look back the last few years, when you start looking at rotations and you start getting deep into the season, those type of things, I mean, realistically, most teams only really play 6-7 girls. So, we're in the same boat where we're at. We just got a lot of younger kids that, 4 sophomores are going to come back that are going to have to play a big role in what we want to do and what we want to accomplish.
If you look back at last season, schematic-wise, what have you seen the girls really improve on throughout the offseason? And even within the first couple weeks of practice here for you guys, has it been shooting, rebounding, defensive intensity, stuff like that?
Well, pace of play is our biggest key, and the girls have really started to understand that. We want to be the aggressor. We want to dictate, like I've said previous, we want to dictate what we want to do offensively. We want to dictate what we do in transition. We want to dictate what we want to do defensively. So, and that all comes with effort and energy. And, that's one of the big buy-ins that we have right now is if we can stop teams from scoring on the defensive end of the floor, you can win a lot of basketball games that way. So just the communication and the talk and the energy that they're bringing to the practice right now has been a huge, huge, huge plus for us.
We'll take a look at the schedule for you guys for this upcoming season. You're going to be in the Twin Lakes Conference. You're going to return, as you mentioned, 6 girls that really saw a lot of varsity minutes for you last year. You're going to open the season up with Storm Lake. That's going to be on the 26th here in November. And then you'll go to South Hamilton, just kind of looking at the first couple of games. East Sac there for you, a big one to start the year off. And then non-conference-wise, Webster City, Spencer, you throw in MVA, OCOU, OEB, CIG, Humboldt, some of those teams in there. Overall, how do you feel like the schedule will play out for you guys?
Well, the ultimate goal right now for us is, we've got to take it one game at a time. We start the season off with going to be a very, very sound Storm Lake team. They bring a lot of players back. And they ended up beating us by 25, 30 points last year. It was a closer game than what the score ended up. But they have Adia inside, who's an outstanding post player, and then they have the two guards, Han and Maddie Reiling, that are out there that, if they get the ball inside, they can kick it to one of their two shooters, and they score a lot of points that way. So, we've got to be locked in one game at a time, one practice at a time. We've got to focus on practicing the way we want to play games. And hopefully, if we can do that, we'll just go one game at a time. And hopefully that puts us in a position to be successful come postseason time.
Kurt, those are the only questions I have for you. I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up this season.
Casey, appreciate you guys having us on.